AEW Full Gear Week. It's the list goes on. We are going heavy on AEW news this week. You know, it's being in the scoops game wasn't my ideal plan or anything like that. I'd much rather have been the guy eating hot wings with wrestlers and stuff. But there are sometimes you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get a scoop again. And then over the course of 3 days, you get like constant news. Joel Pearl in here. Rob Wilkins in here. Look at all these Fightful personalities in here. Fightful community gathering. Buddy, we're about to expand it too. Like, we've got a guy that's been working on a possible Discord. There are so many steps that we have to take to do that though, because, you know, we're responsible for some of the content that appears in there. I don't want people getting their shit pirated in there, all that stuff. But, I hope Alex is doing a Celebrity Jeopardy post-show recap tonight for the Becky episode. I hear she gets stomped. I love Becky. She's great. I heard she gets stomped. So let's talk about the devil. I had so many people that are like,
don't spoil the devil. Why would you spoil the devil?
I ain't spoiling the goddamn devil. Chill out. Chill out, bro. Wish I could, though. Definitely would. But everybody, I can tell you who it isn't. I can tell you who it isn't. It's not CM Punk, according to everybody in the company that I talk to. I talk to people high up in the company that say it is not CM Punk. However, there have been people in WWE that have reached out and asked me, is it CM Punk? It's the devil. Unless it is a giant work on the EVPs, on top talent, on the people that are actually involved with this storyline, it is not CM Punk. Now, unless, that's what I say, unless it is. Many of those same people have also said Britt Baker is not lying. She also is not the devil. Okay. Interesting. Because I thought that was one that could be, out of left field. But another interesting note, after we brought this up on Fightful last week, because, you know, we were like, it looks like a bigger dude. It looks like a Brian Cage or a Wardlow or, you know, a big muscly guy as far as like who could be under the mask. And I was like, well, that is even if the people under the mask actually are who are going to portray them. And I was told that as of last week, the people that are under those masks and those segments are actually the people that are supposed to be revealed eventually as being under the mask. Now, if you remember Retribution, when they did this, Retribution was like sort of hastily put together because of it was an investor call where they said, we need ratings, we need new stars. And they're just like, here we go. I don't think it's Jack Perry either. I don't know that it's Jack Perry, but I don't think it's Jack Perry. I was hoping it was Dolph. Listen, I was told the people under the masks were. I don't know about the devil specifically. But anyway, when Retribution did this, not only was it hastily done, not only did the talent that eventually played those in Retribution not know who was under the masks, they didn't know that they they didn't know that they would eventually be in Retribution, and WWE at that point didn't know who would be in Retribution. So, I mean, this is categorically different than that situation as things stand. So, based on at least what the internal claims are, is that the people under the masks actually are who is going to portray them, and that it's not CM Punk and it's not Britt Baker. Now, Britt Baker said that in an interview, but wrestlers lie, man. Wrestlers lie. Could MM debut? Who's MM? Who's that? Who is that? Hey guys, don't spam comments in here, by the way, please. Shinsuke feud with Cross. How would talks look like between Punk and Tony? Chance of Punk going to AEW? I don't think he's going to AEW. Was this a comment from like 2 years ago? But I don't think it's going to be Cross. I had always heard that Punk and Tony got along really well, at least before this last situation. Really, the collision situation as well. Oh, Mercedes Moné. Yeah, I think she could debut at Full Gear. I think it's possible. That would make an awful lot of sense to me to have her debut there. 3 months after she appeared at All In, I think that would make an awful lot of sense. It's Paul Heyman wearing high heels, right? Yes. Was it real glass? No, it wasn't real glass. So there's still a chance the devil could be CM Venom. There's always a chance it could still be CM Punk. Sean, any chance the Acclaimed are done soon? I don't think them as trios champs have been good, honestly. I think there's a chance they lose the trios titles, but I don't think that they're going to split up. Let's see. Loving the Saved by the Bell layout. I had a bunch of these made a couple years ago. A bunch of them. Any juicy rumors for SmackDown Friday? Not yet. We'll have them about 30 minutes before the show. Fightful Select. Why am I plugging that here? Corey got his own scoop for Select. Proud of that, dude. Me too. I am always looking for people to step out and do exclusive content. Even if it's not like a spoiler type of thing. Look at what Joel and Jeremy do on In the Weeds. They have guests on there all the time, and we put them on the Select Portions thing. Look at what Steven Jensen does. Every time he's at GCW's near Atlanta, he's like, let's get some content for Select. Look at what any number of people. Rob Wilkins interviewed John LaJoy a while back as well for the LJN video. My gosh, Iridian stepping out and doing interviews. Of course, I'd love to have Denise exclusively as well, because then our interview section would blow everybody out of the water. But that's what I love. I love our staff going out and doing things like that, because it ain't just me running Fightful Select stuff. I had somebody hit me up a while back or last week and say, hey, I heard on Reddit that you don't write the copy for Fightful Select. Is that true? And I was like, no, I write like 90% of it, but it isn't 100% of it. Like, I'm not the only person that works here. So yeah, we're naturally going to have other people that do some things here. And I was so happy with Corey Brennan. He's got a great work ethic, and I'm really liking having him on. Maybe Pac is the devil. Any word on his status? I wouldn't count on it. I wouldn't count on it. Things weren't looking hot for him a while back. But, yeah. Sean, what are your thoughts on ring mat ads? I prefer them as the digital ads on the aprons and the barriers. Listen, Patrick, I am of the... paint them up like NASCAR if you want. I don't care. Put them on the ring mat, the ring apron, the turnbuckles, anything you can to make some more money for your company. Ultimately, you're a business. So I don't have a problem with it at all. We're about to have a big Bet Online logo right up there for all of our shows. Like, sell whatever real estate you can, as long as it's not intrusive to the viewer. If the viewer can't overlook a Morphoplex logo on the apron like TNA used to have, do they really want you to grow? Probably not. Have you heard if WWE started to make overtures for the Rumble surprises? I have not heard of any. None have come my way as of yet. Any news on some of the other AEW contracts from the women that signed early on that could be gone? Nyla, Anna, Penelope, they're all still there. Anna didn't sign for a while, though. I loved Iridian's interview with Britt. That was for WGN, but she does great work. I've got an interview with her that she did with Shazza, unfortunately, that is dropping on Fightful soon. We had her Jordan Oliver interview. We had a bunch of interviews from All In, All Out week that we intentionally had evergreen. That way we could sort of backlog them and do good. Or how do I word this? we had some interviews that were intentionally evergreen. And then we had to delay them for a while because we had more timely ones that we had to drop due to sponsorship connections. Sorry about that. I got an interesting message. Nothing y'all need to flip out about. I got an interesting message and it kind of sent me on a pause. When do Fightful Award nominations take place? We are going to have the nominations towards the end of December. So like around Christmas time, we're going to have the nominations. What we're going to do is we're going to post a big list of the awards. And what you will do is in one comment, you will make nominations. We will examine those. And then we will basically pick like five or six fan nominations that we're getting the most attention, and we will apply those to the awards. No, guys, there's nothing. It was just a funny message. It was a funny work message, not like a funny wrestling message. Guys, got to hop out of here. AEW tonight, dropping that devil article. Till next time, guys, we're out.